Amy Eddings in for Brian Lehrer, and it's the day before Thanksgiving. So, before you bundle up and head out for the parade in the wee hours of the morning so you get a good place on the sidewalk, before you head home this afternoon like I am going to bake a chocolate pie for tomorrow's feast, let's take a moment to pause, take a breath, and give thanks. If you've been foreclosed on or lost your job or have otherwise been hit by the economic crisis, what do you have to be thankful for? Come on, I know it's there somewhere. Think of the silver lining in that cloud. Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. What do you have to be thankful for, and how will you plan to join to show your thanks tomorrow? Earlier this week, we spoke with Maya Angelou, best-selling author of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and most recently, Letter to My Daughter. Brian asked her about whether in this time of economic uncertainty, Americans can still take the higher ground, and this is what she had to say.
It is time for us to really show who we are. And, you know, the American spirit is never say die. It's yes, I can. I can do the worst of things, but I can also do the best of things. And we can really show the world, and more importantly, we show ourselves just what we're capable of.
What we're capable of this Thanksgiving. Your calls at 212-433-9692. Our lines are full. Let's start with Guy from Ramsey, New Jersey. Good morning. You're on WNYC. And what are you grateful for this Thanksgiving?
I'm grateful that 3 weeks ago today I had surgery that cured me of colon cancer.
Oh, yeah.
I found out in the beginning of October, and now I'm cured. My surgeon told me that having that routine colonoscopy was the best 50th birthday present I could get myself.
That's great. Now, do you need to do chemo?
No.
No chemo, no radiation?
No.
That's terrific.
Because they caught me early, and I would be even more thankful if everybody who's approaching their 50th birthday would talk to their doctor about getting screened for colon cancer.
Guy, thank you so much for that call, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Kevin from Madison, New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Good morning, and what are you thankful for?
Good morning, Amy, and happy Thanksgiving. Well, I'm grateful. I lost my job, unfortunately, on Friday.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I'm grateful that my wife is working full-time and doing very well at her firm, and I'm also grateful that I've been sober for a number of years, and I think that I would be in a different place right now, right this moment, if I wasn't.
Absolutely. How many years?
God willing, let me see, March, God willing, not to project, but 17.
17, a day at a time. Way to go, Kevin.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving. Nora from Glen Ridge, New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Nora. What are you grateful for?
Good morning. First off, I'd like to say congratulations to Guy and Kevin. Guy for his getting his screening, and Kevin for his sobriety. But I'm very grateful that my husband, who was basically outsourced about 6 months ago, has been able to start what is going to be a very successful business. He started it from scratch, and it is turning out to be an extraordinarily lucrative business for him, and we never would have thought that would have happened.
Wow, there's an opportunity.
Yeah, and he made lemonade out of some severe lemons.
Very bitter lemons.
Absolutely. So I'm very grateful for that.
Thank you, Nora.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving.
And to you.
Luke from Belmore, Long Island, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Luke. What are you grateful for?
Yes, good morning. Firstly, I'm very thankful for my family. They've been extremely supportive in this economic downturn. But as a full-time worker in a college, I'm very, very thankful for tuition remission. I'm able to take classes and not pay for it.
Where are you going to school?
At New York Institute of Technology.
And what are you studying?
Instructional technology.
So you're going to teach people how to fix computers or...
Getting involved with emerging technology,
so
professional training, consulting, and et cetera.
That's great. When do you graduate?
I just started. I'm completing my first year, so I should be done in 2010. I'm taking two classes at a time.
Okay, keep on keeping on. How do you plan to celebrate tomorrow?
Tomorrow, just inviting a couple of people over and just having a very small Thanksgiving.
Good. A small gathering of friends. That's great, Luke. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Marsha from Hackensack, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. I am very thankful to be an American. I am very thankful to our troops and to President Bush. And I'm also very thankful that there is unemployment because I was laid off in April. And I'm very thankful to my daughters, my friends, and I'm just thankful to be alive.
Have your friends stepped up and helped you out?
Yes, they have.
Isn't that great?
Yes, it is.
And your unemployment benefits, you're getting them okay? You didn't run into any trouble signing up for them or anything?
No, I did not have any problem. In fact, I did receive a letter that they were extended. So I'm very thankful to President Bush for that.
Oh, that's great, Marcia. Happy Thanksgiving and congratulations, and I hope you find a job. What kind of job are you looking for?
Administrative assistant.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you, and very happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Thank you. Peter from Queens, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you thankful for?
Well, times have been really tough, but I found something to be thankful for. I'm thankful for not being a turkey tomorrow.
Yes. That's very good, and President Bush will be pardoning the Thanksgiving Day turkey later today, so that turkey has something to be thankful for.
Yes, and I'm glad I'm not the turkey he is carving.
What are your plans for tomorrow?
Well, actually, I will be going to my ex-wife's place, so that's another thing to be thankful for.
Yeah, thankful that you're still speaking with your ex-wife. That's nice.
Well, it took a long time.
Oh, well, congratulations, Peter. Thank you for your call. Have a good holiday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Regina from Hastings on Hudson, you're on WNYC. Good morning, and what are you
Hi.
Thankful for?
Good morning. I'm so happy that you're doing this, because this practice of giving thanks is so beautiful, and I thank you. So what I'm giving thanks for is that I now have an opportunity to forgive my mother. My parents are both alcoholics. There was a lot of craziness and a lot of damage done. And she's 83 now, and I finally, after years of bitterness and hurtfulness and anger on my part, I've found forgiveness. That's... And so now we're able to talk to each other, and I feel that I've discovered, I'm going to cry, I feel like I've discovered a buried treasure, you know? And I hope to forgive everyone, you know, that I've ever had a resentment toward, because it just feels so much better to love than to hate.
It really does, and you did a very, very brave, brave thing. It's hard to grow up in an alcoholic family.
I'm old, so it's taken me a long time, you know. I don't go down quietly, but I just really know that it's the right thing.
Will you be spending Thanksgiving?
Blessed that she's still alive.
Will you be spending Thanksgiving with her?
Unfortunately, not. But she's out in another state, out west.
I see.
But still, the main thing is how you feel in your heart.
Right.
So I plan to practice gratefulness and make long lists of everything that I'm grateful for, and make that a practice.
Well, Regina, that's a great practice. We're grateful for your call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nancy from the East Village, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. I became disabled this year, and I lost my job. I'm thankful that, however, it's not life-threatening. And I'm very thankful that I had disability insurance.
Wow,
that,
yeah.
That can keep you afloat. Another thing that's great is that I have more time. Instead of working a million hours a week, I have time for my family. I have a friend who recently got sick, and I am going to try to be of help to her. And I was also thinking of volunteering. I want to do some volunteer work, and hopefully with the Coalition Against Hunger, the people you had on your show today.
Wow. We had Joel Berg from the New York City Coalition Against Hunger on earlier this hour. That's a great opportunity to help out. And Nancy, it's really tremendous that even in the midst of everything that you're going through, you're making time to reach out and help somebody else.
Well, it's great to finally have time after working myself so hard that I actually had to stop working.
Wow. Well, Nancy, thank you, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much.
Ishmael from Queens, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh,
I'm thankful for retirement, thankful for my family. I have two daughters. One graduates from college. One's graduating within a year. And I retired, like I said, and I'm thankful for my new president.
Ishmael, thank you very much. We have to leave it at that because your line had a big buzz in it, but we're thankful for your call. Deb from Montville, New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning to you, and happy holidays.
Same.
I am thankful because this year I survived a stem cell transplant. I am grateful to my family for getting me through that. I am grateful to my sister, Amy, who showed up all the time and allowed me to make her a birthday party in this dreary hospital. And I'm grateful to my friend, Mary. And these people helped me survive, and my children got through this and came through beautifully, emotionally healthy. And my entire family supported me, and now I'm back teaching theater and making theater. And I am so grateful to be alive and
Deb,
grateful to the medical establishment that enabled this to happen.
Deb, that's a great story. Thanks for sharing that with us.
I feel so lucky, and I wish everyone a very joyous and happy holiday.
Right back at you, Deb. Thanks for your call. Chuck from Carteret, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm grateful for the fact that my wife and I are both working, and we have the opportunity to put an addition on our house, and we decided to just go with it anyway, go do it.
Go do it. Go spend. That's it.
Even though the economy's in the dumps, but we figure, you know, we can hope for the best, and that's what we're going to do. And that's what we are doing. In fact, there's a payloader in our backyard right now ripping up the ground to put an addition on our kitchen. So I'll have a real kitchen that we haven't had in 30 years.
Well, we were talking with editor from Business Week magazine who said now is not the time to be thrifty. Peter Coy said now is the time to open up your wallets and help the economy.
Thanks
so
much.
Thank you, Chuck, for doing your part.
Thank you very much.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye-bye. Terry from Upper Westchester, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Well, in addition to being thankful that our country actually elected Barack Obama, my husband and I are very grateful that in this terrible economic climate when so many people are losing jobs, our son, who just graduated last May with a major in philosophy, not only found a full-time job in the city, but that it is also in an area that's very meaningful to him and in a great work environment.
Thank you for your call, Terry. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Anand, we're ending with you. Anand from Brooklyn, what happened yesterday?
Hi, yesterday I became a U.S. citizen after waiting for about 13 years. I'm from India.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, in the room when I was taking my oath, people from about 71 countries stood up and took their oath and became citizens. And I feel that, you know, even in this downturn where things seem so gloomy and bad, I think U.S. has a pretty amazing sense of collective responsibility. And I think...
Anand, we're going to have to leave that there. I'm running out of time.
Okay,
but
thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. And glad to hear that you're optimistic that things will turn around. Let's all keep those good thoughts in our head. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm Amy Eddings in for Brian Lehrer.